With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Cayman is opening the door to new undersea cable investment to protect its, quote, digital lifeline. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Ministry of Planning and Infrastructure has launched a Notice of Opportunity for the Cayman Islands Submarine Cable Modernization Project, seeking qualified international operators to design, build, and run new submarine fiber optic connectivity to Grand Cayman with an option to link Cayman Brac as well. The project is meant to add backup routes, improve resilience against outages, and support the growth of the island's digital economy and critical services.
This partnership approach will balance the cost, risk, and benefit between the government and the industry to deliver the best possible outcome for the people of the Cayman Islands.
During a December parliamentary session, Minister Jay Ebanks said resilient international connectivity is essential to Cayman's economic stability and national security. In the most recent press release, he noted that government is prepared to offer a one-time grant subsidy to the chosen wholesale operator. The NOO is live on the Bonfire Procurement Portal and submissions close on the 2nd of March. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Cayman Airways is changing the way passengers travel with portable power. After a global spike in aircraft cabin fire incidents tied to lithium batteries, the national airline is putting stricter rules in place. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has this story.
Cayman Airways says keeping passengers safe means rethinking how lithium battery devices are used in the sky. Starting February 17th, the airline will prohibit the use or charging of external battery chargers, and that includes power banks and power packs, on board any of its aircraft. The move follows an increase in aircraft cabin fire incidents across the global aviation industry, linked to lithium battery powered devices. While passengers can still travel with power banks, there are some new conditions. The device must remain powered off for the entire flight, cannot be used to charge phones or other electronics, and must be kept on the passenger's person, not in overhead bins or seat back pockets. Cayman Airways also stresses these devices are strictly banned from checked luggage. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
And in court, a man is sentenced after admitting he used an ICT network to abuse, annoy, and harass a woman. Here's Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks.
Kenrick Whittaker pleaded guilty to sending insulting and threatening WhatsApp messages over a 9-month period, despite being separated from the woman at the time. The court heard that he has 3 previous convictions for similar behavior, as well as a conviction for common assault. His lawyer asked the chief magistrate not to record a conviction, but that request was refused. The chief magistrate said the messages were degrading, dirty, insulting, and inappropriate by any measure. Whittaker received a 6-week prison sentence suspended for 2 years, along with 12 months probation following mitigation. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In other court news, Eric Angel Ebanks will face 2 trials later this year, including one for aggravated burglary. He's accused of entering a restaurant back in 2025 armed with a knife before making off with a $5 U.S. note and other items. He's facing a separate robbery trial in March. Ebanks remains in custody. In the trial of a woman accused of obtaining tens of thousands of dollars by deception from her employer has been pushed back due to her continued hospitalization. Ethel Del Bodden's case is now expected to be heard at the end of March. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Alan Smith. Hundreds of demonstrators have gathered in the Australian city of Sydney to protest over the police response to a rally on Monday against a visit by Israel's president. Video has emerged showing the police charging and punching demonstrators at the rally, which was organised by the Palestine Action Group. President Isaac Herzog, who was invited to Australia after the deadly gun attack at a Jewish celebration on Bondi Beach in December. Indonesia has confirmed that it's offering up to 8,000 troops to take part in the planned multinational peacekeeping force for Gaza. President Prabowo Subianto has joined Donald Trump's so-called Board of Peace, a move that's been criticised by some Islamic groups in Indonesia. But he's argued that as the world's largest Muslim nation, Indonesia should help to stabilise Gaza. President Macron has warned that European Union states must pull together in the face of what he called an openly anti-European US administration. Mr. Macron said the continent must protect its strategic industries or risk being swept away. Transparency International says the United States has sunk to its lowest ever score in the Watchdog's annual report. The listing ranks countries based on perceived levels of public sector corruption. Somalia and South Sudan were tied in bottom place. Officials in northern Colombia say at least 140,000 people have been affected by extensive flooding. At least 5 people have died. BBC News.